All right, good evening, everyone. At this time, I'm going to call to order the special called meeting for Coburn Town Council for Wednesday, November 1st, 2023, 4:30 p.m. Mr. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Jeff Kaiser. Devin Tay Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
All right, we do have four or five members present tonight, so we can proceed. I'd like to ask Mr. Steele to please lead us in an invocation and remain standing for the pledge.
Dear Heavenly Father God, we thank you again for this day and for life and for health and strength. We thank you, Lord, that you've allowed us together here again to discuss town business. And I pray that you'd give us wisdom, guidance, in making the decisions that we need to make here. And thank you for your help. And we ask all this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I'll open up the floor for public expression. Since this is a special call meeting, public expression needs to relate to what is on the agenda item. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. Please state your name and address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments will be discussed at the following council meeting. Anyone for public expression?
I don't see nobody rushing.
Seeing no one come forth, I will close public expression. I will omit the next item, which is a response to public expression. Any responses will be given at the next regular council meeting. Next item is the approval of the agenda. It can be amended by majority vote. Any additions or deletions to the agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we have an agenda, and the only item on that agenda is new business A, to appoint an interim chief of police for the Coburn Police Department. Mr. Williams, if you'll just enlighten us on what you've discovered and what we need to do before action's taken.
I contacted DCGS, talked to Mr. Terry Montgomery, which is over the training for this in Virginia. And I spoke with him about the absence of a department and not having a chief of police as of October the 4th. And he advised that technically we are no longer in a police department, and it could interfere with our 599 funding. And he highly suggested that we get one as soon as possible, an interim chief at the minimum, until our chief is actually appointed through other channels. So I contacted council, the mayor, Mr. Mooney, and also Will, and asked for this meeting so we can take care of that issue.
All right, thank you. Again, this appointment will be until a permanent chief is appointed, and we are currently taking applications for that through December 1st. So is there an action to appoint an interim chief of police?
Can I talk about it first?
Sure.
Does changing the name of somebody make anything different on anything else?
As an interim chief, you take the full responsibility as the department as a acting chief or a chief.
Right.
Police would. But
that's the only thing, just what he's been doing, but now he has a title.
Yeah, and I have to contact Mr. Montgomery tomorrow, and then he'll set up a time frame with whomever you pick, and he'll do the rest of the stuff that needs to be done through DCG.
Is that going to affect salary for the time being, or is it literally just a
change? I mean, ultimately it's up to the council, but right now it doesn't affect anything.
So it's interim.
So whoever is interim that would be appointed, unless it would be the same salary that they're currently at, unless the council specifies that.
Correct.
Yes, unless it's somebody from outside of the department.
And as interim chief, I guess, head of the department that falls back to being the head of the department, then they can take the vehicle, so, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Just wanted to clarify that.
Any other questions before we take action?
Well, I guess we need to talk about who we're going to put in there, huh?
That's correct. Do we have an action?
Jimmy? I'm going to think it's Ryan Gardner. Yes?
I would imagine. That's.
I mean, it doesn't. We could squeeze. I mean, but I mean, he's the only one here, but I mean, it's the possibility that there could have been somebody else hanging out somewhere says, I can do it. So, yeah, I just want to be sure what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Gardner's been basically doing the job for the last year. Probably, I guess it's over a year now. So I think that makes the most logical sense now to give him the title of interim chief, since that's what we need to do in order to protect our funding.
All right. I would like to appoint Ryan Gardner as interim chief of police for the Coburn Police Department until a police chief permanent has been hired or appointed.
Okay, we have a motion to appoint Ryan Gardner as interim chief of police for Coburn Police Department until we have a permanent replacement. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
And a second. Any discussion? Everything?
I was just asking to make sure that, because I didn't know if there was a salary scale shown what the chief was making versus assistant chief, investigator. I just wanted to make clear, you know.
Right.
What,
so that, one that, is salaried and one is hourly.
Yes.
So that, that
currently,
is.
Currently, but based on code, I think 15-2-1701, it matters as far as just for the title itself. I don't know what Ryan's wanting in the interim in order to assume the interim chief of police, whether it's the salary or whether you're fine with what you're currently doing with the new title as interim until one's named. I guess probably need to get some input as far as what he's willing to accept.
If it's up to me, I would rather stay where I'm at hourly with being able to get overtime.
Okay. And
instead of salary.
And I just wanted to
be sure that we.
He was willing to accept that.
Yeah. Said, okay. Do I need to change that?
No.
No.
Nope. All right.
We have a motion and a second to appoint Ryan Gardner as interim chief of Coburn Police Department until a permanent one is chosen. Is there any more discussion? Mr. Sharp, roll call vote.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser. Devin
Tainman. Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon
Steele.
All right. Congratulations to interim chief Gardner. There is no other new business. Is there a reason to go into closed session? Hearing none, council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins?
No concerns.
Mr. Steele?
No concerns.
Ms. Steele?
Nothing.
All right. That being said, motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We are adjourned.